Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. In June is Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder Awareness Month. Did you know that? Is that on your calendar?
Yeah, I'm
You know, we know that anybody who's experienced a traumatic experience is susceptible to PTSD, and it's also one of the most common wounds from the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. Many service members, we talk about this all the time, served in those theaters, experienced multiple traumatic experiences during their deployments to war zones. And treatment for PTSD is improving every year, and technology is playing a major role. We're joined again by Dr. Aaron Fletcher, Director of Wounded Warrior Project's Warrior Care Network. Aaron, how are you?
I'm doing great, Randy. Thanks for having me again.
This is pretty exciting stuff. Talk to us about your role with Wounded Warrior Project.
Yeah, absolutely. So at Wounded Warrior Project, I help run the partnership that we have with four top academic medical centers across the country. And these programs provide world-class clinical care for post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, traumatic brain injury, and substance use disorder for today's generation of wounded veterans. And we launched this network with our partners in Atlanta, Boston, Chicago, and Los Angeles, initially back in 2015.
Oh, wow. Well, so I would imagine with the developments in technology and everything else, what have you and we learned in the last 8 years?
Yeah, it's a great question. So we've learned a lot about the veteran population we serve. We've also learned a lot about how to properly address the invisible wounds of war. And we know that Warrior Care Network is so effective because of the approach we take. So veteran and active duty service members go through the program together. They spend 2 weeks getting this kind of accelerated treatment model through one of our four, you know, partner centers. And they go through this different types of therapies, from group to individual therapy, cognitive processing therapy to behavioral therapy. We also include mindfulness to help the participant get through this therapy. And really, you know, that's the support that really works. And I think really the absolute best part about this particular program is you can see these significant results in just 2 weeks.
In two weeks.
Like a year's worth of therapy in these 2 weeks. Warriors are completing the program. Over 90% are completing, compared to maybe about 50% in other similar programs. And we really think that it's this, the approach that we take, as I just mentioned, going through it with a group of other veterans that, you know, have experienced similar things. You know, it's the, you know, comprehensive approach that we take. We involve your families to help provide that support when you go home. It's incredible.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, and Aaron, you talked about active duty service members. They are eligible for this treatment even while serving?
They are. So they are eligible for Warrior Care Network. They just need to work with their command to get leave to attend. And our, you know, partners are kind of, you know, are familiar with that process and are willing to help get them here.
All right. So let's, I want to find out, this is the pretty exciting part for me. How does technology help? Because you guys are on the forefront of all of this stuff.
We are. And so one of the primary components of treatment at the Warrior Care Network is virtual reality. And so virtual reality therapy creates a safe environment for that individual to face their trauma. And so this virtual reality is very customizable for that individual's unique experience, down to the sounds, the smells, even the vibrations of the ground rumbling beneath them. And then they work with, after they've experienced that virtual reality scenario, they then work with a therapist to process those memories and really learn the skills and the tools necessary to take the power back from those painful memories and then really live a full and vital life.
Wow, that is so cool. We're talking to Dr. Aaron Fletcher here on the National Defense, Director of Wounded Warrior Project's Warrior Care Network. And so you talked about VR. What about AI, artificial intelligence? Is that playing a role in PTSD care?
Yes. So artificial intelligence, Wounded Warrior Project is funding research around artificial intelligence that's really looking to help better predict what treatment is going to work better for what individual. Mm. That's one of the advantages of artificial intelligence. And another advantage is it can help predict while they're in the program if they're going to get the full response from the treatment protocol. And if it looks like they're not, then we can augment that treatment. We can adjust their treatment while they're in the program for these 2 weeks to help better ensure that they're going to get the most out of it, which we know really helps reduce that frustration and the hopelessness of, you know, hearing warriors say, I've tried other things and it's just not working. This research is really looking to change that.
Man, 2 weeks. That's incredible. Is there a role for AI after the treatment begins?
Yes. So the research we support is looking at that too. Again, it's really looking at if they're going to get the most out of that treatment. It can use, you know, data points like daily symptom surveys to give clinicians real-time feedback when they're back with their kind of individual one-on-one counselor, helping them pivot and adjust, you know, where necessary, because we know every warrior's journey is unique. And so Wounded Warrior Project is, you know, consistently exploring innovations that can further personalize that care to ensure it's, you know, the most effective, timely, and meaningful care.
So the big question, is it working?
It is. So the research for AI is, you know, is still underway, but the models that we're supporting have seen up to a 70% accuracy rate.
Wow.
Yes, it's incredible. Previously published data benchmarks are about a 66% accuracy rate. The core research team at Rush University Medical Center in Chicago, one of our partners, has rigorously tested over 100 AI models and is collaborating with our other three Warrior Care Network partners to fine-tune and advance these models.
That is incredible. What great news that is, and what great work you guys are doing. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Fletcher. You can learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma. And this is just all exciting stuff. Aaron, thank you so much.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Right back here on the National Defense.